Hello everyone from Blind Cool Tech, this is Clement Chow, back for another podcast. I've done this a bit, I did this a bit late, but I probably should have done it earlier. This will be a cast introducing me and general information about me. As you all probably know, my name is Clement Chow, and... Sorry for the cold there. My throat's not liking me today. Yes, my name is Clement Chow. I am from Canada, British Columbia, which is the province, so it should have been British Columbia, Canada. I live in the city of Vancouver. And obviously in North America. I'm probably one of very, very few Canadians who listen to this cast, because not a lot of people I know listen to this cast are Canadian. So, I'm assuming that... Well, never mind. Anyways, I am currently 13 years old. I am totally blind. I have no vision. I was born with low vision, actually. I lost it due to... Norr's disease, which caused my vision to fade slightly in the first 2 years of my life, and by the time I was 3, I was a total blindy, like most of you folks out there, I think. So, I then started school totally blind, and... you won't believe this, but when I started school, I actually had no knowledge of English because my parents, that brings me to my next thing. I'm Chinese. I'm not actually Canadian. I say Canadian, but I'm actually half Taiwanese, half Bruneian, and Brunei is a small country in Southeast Asia where my mom comes from, and my dad was Taiwanese, so I speak Mandarin most of the time. But I started school with no English, so I couldn't really communicate. Then I started to get better at English, and well, here I am. My sight loss doesn't really play a major part of my life. I haven't seen for the first 2 years of my life, and as those 2 years aren't really like important years or anything, they're not. I have no memory of them, so yeah. Seeing or not seeing, who cares? Doesn't matter. As long as I'm not dead yet. So that's my attitude towards my blindness. I don't really care about it because it's not something to bother with. It's just not. Ooh, whoops! It's my Daisy player going off. Turn that off. I don't really care about being blind. It doesn't really make a difference. I get along with people. And plus, I get a lot of advantages. I get free equipment from SETBC, which is Special Educational Technologies of British Columbia. And they give, you know, like laptops and packmates and things with JAWS, so I don't have to pay much. I get the products till I'm in grade 12, then I have to give them back to SETBC. And that's basically my school career. Outside, I am a pretty sociable person. I like to chat online and do things as... Excuse me. A lot of people know. my throat definitely is not liking me today. It loses. Anyways. I like, playing mainstream games on the PlayStation 2. With or without friends, it doesn't really make a difference. I like to attend goalball practice, and I will do a goalball cast once I get my digital recorder, which I think would probably be... Yeah. I think my jaws is blurring out random things at me. So I will hopefully be getting a digital tape recorder soon. I think it will be an Olympus WS320M. So you digital recorder junkies out there, get ready to have another member join in the ranks. Sorry about that. Anyways, I will soon be going to Brantford, Ontario to participate in a goalball tournament next week. You folks in the U.S., I'm not sure if you guys are coming or not. You folks in high school, that is. Or middle school, or whatever it is. Sorry, folks, I don't know the schooling system there. Excuse me. But I will be playing for 5 days, and therefore I will not make any appearance on the list. Well, I don't really make an appearance anyways, most of the time. But, you know, I like goalball because it's a really fun sport. I like chatting online with all you wonderful folks out here on Blind Cool Tech and the major online blindness community, that is, which not a lot of people I know are involved in either. As in, not a lot of people I know from Canada. But that's not the point of this cast. The point of this cast is to introduce myself, and we are trying to do that, and it's not really working out. I hope it is, anyways. So, I like messing around with computers. I use JAWS and Window Eyes. I have both screen readers on my computer because sometimes my JAWS happens to crash, and when it crashes, it generally starts me in the utilities menu for some odd reason or other. And then, in that case, I have to use Window Eyes. I've been using computers for 2 years, since 2004. And when I first started using computers 2 years ago, I had no idea what to do. So, got a few friends to help me, and I didn't really find out about the online blindness community until, you know, last year, or the beginning of last year, because my buddy Oren, some of you might have seen him on the list, or some other place, kind of got me started into this whole blindness community thing, because he was the first person in this ring that I knew, or that I met, and he introduced me to everybody else, so I got to, you know, and then slowly I got involved with everybody else, and all the lists and things out there. Especially all the technical stuff. Before then, I wasn't really a computer obsessed person. I was just a regular computer user, didn't need much. Now I'm I'm messing with things and using sound schemes, desktop appearance things, and all that good stuff. I haven't actually gone to changing custom PCs or changing hard drives or whatnot. Because I don't want to crash my computer. This computer has all my good stuff on it, so I don't want to lose it. Anyways, so that's basically me. I will fill in a few more things in a second. But in the meantime, I'll give you my contact info, because I might forget. My email. I have two primary emails which I use. One of them is my Gmail address, which I've given you on my last two casts. My first two and last two casts. That's chow.clement@gmail.com in case you haven't heard them yet. chow.clement@gmail.com. And my second one, which is also my MSN address, is mrx_3536@hotmail.com. No, the numbers don't have any significance, nor do the letters. They were just a really random string of combinations I thought of a year or two ago. Anyways, you know, that's my contact info, and I do go on Skype. My name is Sherman3929, and I got it from Sherman because the character from Grizzly Gulch, who's supposed to be helping you out, is named Sherman, and that character I decided was one of the cooler ones, so I decided to use that name as my Skype name. It's Sherman3929. So, Sherman 3929. That's one word. With no spaces or anything else between them. So, that's my contact info for you. Back to the introduction. Doesn't matter what type of music I get, as long as it's music. I don't care, really. You know, I don't really have any personal preference. I mean, what does it matter? Does it, right? I listen to Christian, R&B, rock, heavy metal, country, very little bit of jazz, very little bit of blues, and then there you go, that's rap occasionally as well. It's bad for you, isn't it? I am not a very organized person. I'll tell you that. My parents organized my room for me because, you know, I don't do it well, and they decided it's time for them to do it, because 13-year-olds don't like to organize their rooms. So they organize it for me, and 2 weeks later, it's messy again, thanks to my clever doings, and oh, gosh knows what else. So there you go, that's basically me. In a nutshell, I like meeting new people, so if you guys want to, feel free to contact me via Skype or MSN or the list. Just let me know before you add me to either, because I want to know who you are. You know, kind of just write down a few sentences explaining who you are, so I know, you know, who I'm adding to Skype or MSN, because I like to know who I'm adding. It's just my kind of thing. I don't like having somebody add me randomly, which I've had people done. So I like to, you know, just kind of let me know who you are and what you do and things. So I know who you are and we can get along better. I don't really. Not like it matters, but, you know, I just like to know who I'm talking to and all that good stuff. So, there you go, that's me in a nutshell, and I am going to add in one more thing. I love languages. I have always loved languages and always will. I like languages because my first language wasn't English. It was Mandarin, like I pointed out earlier. So, I don't, speak it much anymore, because English is awesome. It wins. And I, you know, I like languages. I like Spanish and Japanese and all that good stuff, because I like, you know, I like to learn new things, and I like to learn new languages, so there you go. What else can I say? You know what I mean? That wasn't the last thing, because I think something else is coming up randomly in my head. Instruments, yes. I do play instruments. I play guitar. Mostly self-taught, but partly taught by a guy from my church and a guy I met from a guitar shop last year. So, you know, my guitar history is kind of out and about, really. I started being interested in guitar. So I asked a guy at my church if he'd teach me or not, and he said yes, of course. Then I kind of self-taught myself for a while, figured out the chords and things, and then looking for help and asking people. And then when I got my electric guitar, I found out the same guitar shop actually ran a guitar teaching program. So I signed up for that. Went through a year or so of lessons, and then I stopped having people teach me guitar. Then I just kind of, you know, worked my way on. I haven't you know, I'm not like a pro or anything, but, you know, I'm good enough for a casual person who isn't looking to be like a famous rock star or anything, so that's me, and hope you've enjoyed this introduction, and if you guys have any more questions, ask me, use either of my emails, my MSN, or Skype. By the way, my Hotmail address is my MSN, so if I didn't say that already. Anyways, I am going to go now, and I hope you guys will have a good week and a good day, and I look forward to getting to know you guys all, because you guys all sound awesome, and we will see you later in the next podcast. Probably another Mortal Kombat podcast. Because I haven't done that in a while, since the first one. And I haven't gotten a lot of user response from that, and I want to see what people actually think about the game and my cast in general. Anyways, alright folks, God bless. I'm a Christian, so God bless you all, and we'll see you on the next podcast. Have a great one. Bye.